VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. We're live in Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino is the spot. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, and Follow the Money is brought to you by ProfitX. Right now, you can compete to become the King of March and win free trips up to $10,000. Download the ProfitX app and use the code VSiNMM. Coming up in this hour, we'll touch on the NBA tonight. Monster spreads, as always. Is a money line parlay worth it? I keep a list of tournament props going back over the years. You're going to notice how numbers have changed specifically for this tournament compared to like last year and previous years. And Max Hoffmeyer, bottom of the hour, his best bets on the tournament. We also have the Chum Bucket, which I like. It's Sharp Week here on the network. It's a version of the Pizzeria with some long shot bets. Have you added many futures?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. This is a tough tournament, and I'll ask Max coming up, is he ready for the new era, if this is going to be the new era, because I am just blown away by these point spreads, and we'll see if we get upsets, and certainly I believe I am against Tim Brandl that these one seeds are so good, and there's a big gap between the one and the twos.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to navigate the bracket, I think, to put your bracket together, and if we see a lot of chalk, and it's like tonight in the NBA, everywhere you look. 15, 16, 17-point favorites. You know, records everywhere. Like we said yesterday, five seeds, biggest favorites ever, over 12s. Average spread in the 4-13, largest ever. 4-13, largest ever. All two seeds are laying more than 20, first time since 86. It's nuts.
All two seeds are laying more than 20 points.
Yeah.
What do we make of the two seeds overall? UConn, Purdue, Houston, and Iowa State. I mean,
that's why we use Brando's line, that they have holes. The two seeds.
Yeah.
Because certainly you love Hurley, but what has happened to UConn? Twice against St. John's, and what happened against Marquette when they spit up a chance to win the league. Houston, they have enough scoring, great program, but they also had a couple tough losses. Iowa State had a roller coaster season. They had a couple rough spots and rough patches. And then Purdue, we just did this where they lost every big game of consequence at home and the issues that they had against the top teams, and then have righted the ship after what they did in the Big Ten tournament. So, and plus, you can go against Painter in March, too, which usually works. He's had some horrible losses in March.
Sure. I think if you really want to like compare the teams this year to previous college basketball seasons, again, the one seed numbers, they don't lie. I will point out that the stars that we're going to have, the overall power of the individual players in this tournament will be dynamite, and that's why I think the ratings are going to be so good this year. Selection Sunday, the highest rated Sunday in 12 years, and I think the freshman class has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the twos do absolutely nothing for me outside of the idea of Houston playing their absolute A game, and I'll give Iowa State because of the draw. I think their draw is super easy. Illinois' offense, you can't ignore. Defensively, they stink. I would actually say that Arkansas on the four line, and then St. John's, Wisconsin, and Vanderbilt on the five.
Yeah.
I would take any of those teams over most of the twos and most of the threes.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's strong. You've made that several times, but I think that needs to get repeated. That's certainly the case here. Oh, you got to love the fours and the fives, and maybe it's a fluke year where you think the fives are better or just right there with the twos. And there's not a big difference or separation.
I mean, if Texas Tech didn't have the top end injury, they could win the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they would not be a five seed. They would have been higher than that, obviously. But it's a, I don't know. If we get four number ones to make it all the way to the Final Four again this year, what's the reaction going to be to that?
I think the bigger reaction is going to happen. What do we see in the first 2 days of the tournament? Is Cinderella truly dead? Are these teams with NIL, is it back to the mid-80s, late 80s? What changed things was everyone was on television. You know, I would go to the big school so my family could watch me play. I don't want to be a star at a mid-major.
Right.
I'm not on television. Television changed all that, where all these games are on and there's 20 different channels. Now does it go back to the mid-80s, 90s, where these upsets were rare and you have huge point spreads, and it's just going to be a big deal. Remember, we went forever where we didn't have a 15-win a game.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was that. We were stuck on four forever. All time, 15s to beat a two. And then it happened twice in the same day when McCollum and Lehigh won, and then that Norfolk State thing happened. And then it happened again. And then Oral Roberts happened, and St. Pete's, and other. It's like Oral Roberts. I mean, how many times is going to have Oral Roberts, Gulf Coast? It kept happening.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as it go back to upsets are going to be rare, and it will be a big deal. Because you could argue there were too many upsets going back. There was about a 10-year gap, 10-year run, where you couldn't, it didn't matter what it said. You couldn't tell the difference.
No.
If you covered up the name on the front of the jersey, they all looked the same.
I would agree. If you go back to, you know, the early to mid-90s, when I'm filling out a bracket.
Loyola Chicago.
I would have it peppered with like ones and twos making the Final Four. I would never really go out of bounds and pick like a seven or even like a five. And a lot of times like that would happen. And then like the year 2000 happened when Dick Bennett and Wisconsin somehow got to the Final Four. North Carolina got to the Final Four as like an eight seed. That Florida was a five seed. It was absolutely upside down. And you're right, that 10-year stretch, it was like, well, now I got to look at picking, you know, anywhere from like a four to a nine to get to the Final Four, because Butler did it back-to-back years as well.
Yes, yes.
And they were on the 8-9 line the second time that they went. And I think it's maybe now come all the way back to where, because of this whole conversation and players getting paid and they're leaving what would have been a much better, let's say 12 seed, for example, in previous years. And now they're the eighth best player on a one seed or whatever that situation is. And I don't know if that's going to, I don't know if that's capable mm-hmm. of correcting itself. Who's the mid-major, or where are the mid-majors coming from that are going to be able to keep their talent and pay them enough money, or that are going to be able to compete with the power schools based on how much, you know, alum stepping up and saying, oh, here's a check for $12 million. Let's go build our roster.
Yeah. It's got to be a team that's together for 3 or 4 years beating fresh, talented freshmen. That seems to be the recipe only. Because if you're good, you're taking the bag.
Yeah, and that's why keeping these players together at those programs for that long probably will. Humans and Murray were talking about this last night. I think it was Front Office Sports. If this is accurate, they sent out the top 10 teams in terms of overall
money spent? NIL?
Yeah, the money. Yeah, right. Yeah, the money spent. Indiana was number one at more than $32 million.
Yeah, didn't even make the tournament.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
How do you do that?
You're a Kentucky team, yes.
But so your Kentucky cared. They spent like $22 million and they couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
So think about what that looks like. And they don't care. They're going to have the coffers to come back at it and attack it this year, starting like right now in the portal and moving forward and say, hey, here's another $25 million. Eventually, we got to get it right. It's going to be year after year after year where they just have those endless funds. And then, you know, the teams that keep recruiting. Duke's going nowhere. Shire is basically as good as Coach K when it comes to getting that level of talent. And they're going to be a one seed or a two seed moving forward forever. Is Tommy Lloyd, is Arizona all of a sudden going to go backwards? No. This guy can recruit as well as anybody.
Your original question, though, I just think it would just be an anomaly if it would happen again. Like if the one seeds dominate again. I just don't think you're going to see this year in, year out. The last 2 years have been unique. And I think that's what I would say if this happens again, that they're just, for whatever reason, these four teams were the big boys and dominated.
Yeah. Now, you can come back at me and say, well, why don't we take a peek at what UConn has done going 4 years in a row? It's tough to sustain that level of play. And by the way, they have covered 14 straight games. They were a buzzsaw as a four seed in 2023, ran through the entire tournament, covered every game. They came back the next year, and they were even better. Games were not even close. They wiped the floor with their opponents. Last year, they lost in the second round, but they covered the game against Florida. Could have, would have, showed it, won the game. And now everybody is doubting them as a two seed because they were not covering games this year at all. So maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
Has he fallen off a little bit here? Like, what's the problem with UConn, Paulie?
As far as the one seeds, Mackinnon did a great job with all the trends in the guide. And you got to pick up the guide.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone did a great job. There are some sweet spots when it comes to betting one seeds. As favorites of 19 to 25 points, though, they are 36% ATS since 09. When favored by 18.5 or less, they're on an 8-1 ATS run. They flexed their muscle defensively over the last seven tournaments, going 16-8 under while holding opponents to 58 points per game. and be wary of laying big numbers with the two seeds. What I mentioned earlier, that historic number with the twos, they're just 38% ATS since 05 when favored by 17 points or more. The twos favored by less than 17 are 73% ATS since 07. He's got the ones, the twos, the threes, and he's got it by conference, by seeds, by everything. Mackinnon's got it all in the guide.
Yeah,
he did a great job.
Great stuff. Here's the difference that I was talking about. We referenced it first hour, but for the audience just tuning in right now, always shop around. Numbers are going to be different. The Westgate largest lead to reach the Final Four, under 4.5, minus 160. That opened up a little bit shorter than that. Hard Rock had under 6.5, minus 180. And as we kept talking about that yesterday, it kept just, I think people were getting down on it, and they realized we might have a bad number here. By the time we were off the show, they moved it to 5.5.
Okay, really?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No Moss, right.
I wish actually books would ladder that.
Sure.
Then you could just lay whatever juice you want.
Great idea. Yes. I like what they do tonight in the play-in games with the points scored. You know, each half, 65 total, 75 total, 80, you know. For all the money brought to you by ProfitX, they're making March Madness about more than just your bracket. It's the King of March, and there are free trips worth up to $10,000 on the line. All you have to do is win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the tourney's 67 games and hit your volume goal. $1,000 in volume gets you entered for a 5K trip. $100,000 in volume gets you entered for a 10K trip. Flights, hotels, your destination all covered. Sign up with code VSINMM. Compete to become the King of March. Only on ProfitX. Code VSINMM.
I keep a list of tournament props going back over the years. You'll notice how similar the numbers are to last year's chalk-heavy tournament and how much different they've changed in only 2 years.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We'll get some best bets from Max Hoffmeyer, shot quality bets coming up in about 15 minutes. I do keep a list of these numbers over the years with props for the tournament. If you go back to 2024, again, that was when UConn, they were the defending champs. They were a one seed. They were blitzing everybody. They were 31-3 entering the tournament. They were a one. Houston had really good numbers as a one seed. Purdue was a one seed with Zach Edey. And the other one seed was North Carolina at 29-8. In 2 years ago, will a one seed win the tournament, Pauly? Was minus 125. And two of those teams met in the title game, UConn and Purdue. I know that the doubters were out there with Purdue. They had just gotten bounced. Must have been the year before. Early, Matt Painter, hello, happened every single time until that season. But minus 125 and UConn was that good. And I'm looking at their numbers right now. They ended with a net rating of plus 36.43. Nobody was close to them. Last year, when you saw the separation at the top with those four number one seeds, it was minus 250 for a number one seed to win the tournament. That's pretty much the same number this year. Circa, you said, is at $3 now?
It got right there, 290 in that range.
Oh, man.
Yep. And I got, you're going to continue?
Go ahead.
No, we got some emails, too, on what these one seeds are going for in Calcutta contests. Guy said he's the auctioneer. Scott, they broke a 20-year record by 20,000. Florida went for 15,000. Duke went for 16 and change. Arizona, 17.5. Michigan, 16.5.
They were going for higher than last year's teams.
Wow. Crazy.
But that, so the number has doubled in 2 years when UConn was a machine for a one seed to win the whole thing.
I love this. And it also goes back to how bad do you want a team, you know, and how competitive it gets too. Sweet 16, win 2.5%. Round of 32, 1.5%. Final Four, 3%. Champion gets 15% of the pot. Special payouts, highest seed to lose in round one, round 64. Highest seed to lose in round 32. Team that loses by largest margin. Team to win by largest margin. And it depends on what kind of Calcutta contest you're in, on what, how much money is in the pot. But several responses of it's, we've had a record amount in the pot this year, and what the one seeds are going for.
Sure.
Crazy.
In 2024, the sum of seeds to reach the Final Four, the total was 15.5. Under was minus 250. But think about that. That was 15.5. And last year, with those four teams, again, clear difference. The line was drawn after the fourth best team in the country last year before it dropped off like a cliff. The number was 11.5. And that number again opened up 9.5. A lot of books had 8.5 this year. So you are paying a pretty heavy tax. I had to play it though. I played under 9.5 yesterday at minus 130. The sum of all seeds to make the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2024, again, only 2 years ago, the largest seed number to reach the Final Four was 7.5. It actually went over because NC State made it. But 7.5, and now this year it's cut down to 4.5. Under is minus 160 now at the Westgate. Remarkable how this stuff has changed in.
Yep. Now, is that going to be
2 years?
Is that going to be year in, year out? That's the one thing though. You got to if Cinderella's truly dead, then it's panic time, I think, because all the first 4 days all about the upsets, and if these are just going to be, I don't want to watch all power conference teams going at it. I'm here for the upsets.
Well,
if they're getting blown out year in, year out and can't compete, we got a problem.
Oh, well, we do. We do. We certainly don't need to expand the tournament.
No, and that's another good.
I've been saying that forever, too. No. The bubble's so weak anyway, we don't need to expand every single year the way it seems.
Yeah.
I think this week is going to be, tomorrow and Friday is pretty telling.
That's right.
As I pointed out.
I throw out McNeese last year. I didn't think that was a big upset. Now we're talking, these are big boy upsets this year if they occur. These are huge point spreads.
I point this out every single year when it comes to the bubble, and we want teams like Miami. We don't want Power 5 teams that are 500 overall in the year and six games below 500 in conference. There is a reason why a city like this is so popular. It's one of the biggest weekends out of the entire year, every March for this tournament. It has been for, 30 years. It's because of what the underdogs have meant to it. Do you think if every year this was Chalk City and we were talking about 15 to 30 plus point blowouts, this event would be popular, or room rates would be this expensive, or the amount of money that you have to save up to come out here for? Of course it would not be. It would be, and the lack of production that is, from coast to coast, lost every single year, basically, from people who are tied into their brackets and betting these games, et cetera, it would not be nearly as big as it is, and that's because of the dogs, and that's what everybody wants and why it's so popular. Now, on that note, this is a great tweet from Matthew Winnick. Food for thought in the 5 versus 12s. All 5 seeds are power conference teams in KenPom's top 25. All 12 seeds are mid-major teams in the top 100.
Yeah.
Top 25 KenPom teams in Power 5 versus mid-major teams in the top 100, 12-0 with a plus 228 winning margin.
No.
Plus 19 per game.
Oh, boy.
Most of these games, not even close.
That's what we discussed last week. When high majors played the mid majors, rather, it was 92% straight up, and the average margin was 23 a game, I think, whatever it was. So that's telling. And the other thing, too, we'll talk to Kramer. He's coming up later. And this is in the guide, and this is something I didn't think about, but I remember a couple years ago it was ridiculous. I think it started 16-2 or something.
To the under?
Yes. His article on why he blindly bets first half unders to start. And his reasons are phenomenal, and he'll share them coming up. But it makes total sense. Number one, nerves. Absolutely. Number two, unfamiliar courts. Number three, unfamiliar opponents. Number four, body clock games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good tie-in. And
some people are playing late. Some people are playing early. Mm-hmm. Travel, factor it all in. I've never seen this opponent. I haven't seen this floor before, this court, and I'm nervous everyone's watching.
Sure.
Excellent.
All makes sense. Here's Matt Youmans on VSiN Primetime making a case for some dogs to make it to the Sweet 16.
They're the top candidates for me. Double-digit seeds could get to the Sweet 16. Some people would say Northern Iowa, but I'm not going to go there because they would have to get by St. John's and Kansas, and I don't think they're getting by St. John's, even though they will give the Johnnies fits. So let's go with South Florida in the 11. How about VCU in 11?
Mm-hmm.
You like VCU?
I bet VCU. I don't like them against Illinois, but right. I like VCU.
I'm not going to say High Point to 12 because High Point's going to get by Wisconsin and Arkansas, and it's just probably not going to happen.
What about Santa Clara? Could they beat Iowa State?
I was going to get there.
Okay.
I'm going to go the number 10, Missouri, has got a shot, right? The number 10, Santa Clara, has got a shot. And I'm going to say you got two more candidates, 12, Akron, and 13, Hofstra.
I agree with the last two tens. I agree with Santa Clara and Missouri. But it's one thing. Are you going to win one game?
I know.
And you win
absolutely
two.
Right.
That's your big boy. Because a lot of times, once you get into these 12, 13, or these 13, 14 seeds, 12s, I mean, it's hard to, because you'd be another huge dog in the next game.
But you know what I heard right there? That was also Matt Youmans trying to find dogs and make a case for them. In previous years, again, not including last year, but in a lot of years, you just rattle them right off.
Yep.
This 10, this 11, this 12, this 13, whatever. And there are multiple teams they'd make the case for in every single region. And maybe that's just me reaching with that, but it sounded like it was kind of tough to come up with that many teams, actually. I don't know. I hope that we have – it's the best 4 days, the best 2 days for certainly out of the entire year. And I hope it's great. I really hope it is.
Juice Reel links all your sportsbook accounts, imports your bets, and gives you automatic tracking and analytics, and it's free in the app. Everyone's bet history is synced directly from the books. No faking stats. No lying about profits. You're as good as your record says you are. Juice Reel ranks every bettor, and you can see exactly what the best bettors in the community have their money on. Tail their picks, join in on the profits, and if you're the sharp, you get paid when others follow your picks and win. Download Juice Reel. It's free today. R-E-E-L, Juice Reel. Get it today. The days of cappers lying are over. Get Juice Reel.
Would you rather have the tournament expand or the NBA expand to 32 teams?
Well, it's selfishly, it benefits us, though, because we're going to get a team. So
it'd be amazing for the city, for sure.
It also would be fun to have three games tonight and three games tomorrow, that we already have a game. But then again, you'd be talking about, even though it's basketball, you'd be talking about some bad teams that would be involved, too. I mean, think about who was on the bubble. What, Auburn would be playing today?
I know.
Who would want to watch Auburn right now?
They want to go. Living,
especially how they conducted themselves.
I know. They want to go to at least four more teams, maybe more than that. Oh, boy. Max Hoffmeyer next has an opinion on one of the playing games tonight and plenty of opinions on games with high point spreads. Does he like the little guy, or is he expecting blowouts? Find out next. Welcome back. Time to get some best bets for the opening round of the tournament, playing game as well. Max Hoffmeyer joins the program. He is with Shot Quality Bets. Follow him on X at Hoffy8121. Max, before we get into your best bets, we were just talking about this potential new era that we're in college basketball and how chalk dominated last year with four number ones, making it for only the second time ever. And that could happen again this year. What are your thoughts overall on that whole conversation?
Yeah, so last year I saw a great tweet by Evan Abrams, and I made sure to bookmark it, file it away for this year. Favorites of 6+ points entering the Sweet 16 the last 2 years. So that's games Thursday through Sunday for the last 2 years. 51-6 straight up, 26-2 last year, 38-19 against the spread, 19-9 last year. That's favorites of 6+ points. If it happened 1 year, I'm willing to say it's an outlier. 2 years ago, I think you need to seriously seriously consider it? And does it make sense? I mean, kind of, we're in a transition phase in this sport. Mm-hmm. So I would not be surprised one bit if it's a year three of Chalk Madness. And the market has moved up at least 2 points on a lot of these big totals. So the market really thinks we get it as well.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
Great numbers. What do you think tonight in one of the play-in games they played in late November, it was 102-97. Do you think Texas and NC State's high scoring again?
Yeah, I'm a little timid here that the market moved against this opener, because I kind of love the over. I got in at 159 and it's still kind of coming down. I thought maybe there was like historical first four trends in the tournament, or, you know, there was an overinflated basketball thing circling around on the internet. But really, the SMU and Miami total didn't get hit either, though. So a little confused there. But yeah, these are two very, very poor defenses. I like the Texas size as well, because NC State's interior is bad, but they have great shot making. Both these teams have great shot making. I played over 159. I thought this should be at least 160.
Yeah, and I will say this, does this have anything to do with tonight's games? The last 14 play-in games, 10-4 to the over, they were 4-0 last year. So with these poor defenses and how they can both fill it up on offense, you know, I would expect points as well here, Max.
Yeah, I just really don't get it. Yeah, I definitely like to be over here. I played 159, and hopefully, Max versus the market, hopefully Max gets this one.
All right, so you played Illinois minus 22.5. Here's another example, right? And they are a 3 seed lane. When you bet it, lane 22.5, not enough, bumped up to 24.5. So what do you make of the current number here?
Yeah, so Illinois, they're great at suffocating inferior teams. So they will run you off the 3-point line, and then they will plant one of their giant 7-footers under the basket. So they're going to make you shoot tough twos. And that is not Penn's strength. Penn, they're 293rd in average 2-point distance, and they're 346th in 2-point percentage. So when they do have to take those tough mid ranges, they don't really have great shot making. And like I said, Illinois, they suffocate inferior teams. This is a team that I was betting in November in those bye games. They started the year, they beat Jackson State by 58, Florida Gulf Coast by 43. And there's a bunch of other examples. I bet this one, Illinois minus 22.5. I would still bet it at 24.5. I think they win this one by 30 plus.
Okay, that you're on the opposite side of this one. Going against Nebraska, a lot of people like Troy. But you're on Nebraska, and you have a bet, though, on Troy as well. Take it away, please.
Yeah, it's a little funny because I wasn't necessarily expecting to fall in love with, like, a first-round Nebraska matchup. I thought they were a little overrated all year, but they drew a great matchup here. So Troy, they're 7th in rim and three rate. And, you know, at shot quality, we love taking shots at the rim and from three. The problem is the good part of their rim and three is the rim attack. They're not a great three-point shooting team. And Nebraska, they're 2nd in the nation in shots allowed at the rim. So they completely deny the rim. And there's actually a team in the Sun Belt that denies the rim, and that's South Alabama with their jam-packed zone. South Alabama, they're 365th in the nation in three-point frequency allowed. They give up a bunch of threes. Nebraska's just a couple spots below them. So I'm expecting a bunch of Troy threes in this one, and that's not their strong suit. Those two South Alabama games, they only scored 59 and 54 points. I think they find themselves in the 50s here again. I played Nebraska minus 13. I also played Troy on the team total. I took under 62 for that as well. I really think they struggle here to score against Nebraska.
Now, that is an excellent breakdown. Max Hoffmeyer, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line on X at Hoffy8121 with shot quality bets. You do have a couple of dogs. We'll get to those momentarily. Chris the Bear Felica was on an hour ago, and he made a strong case for Vandy against McNeese. You're on the same side there?
Yep. I love the matchup here for Vanderbilt. So McNeese, they are the number one in the nation in turnovers forced. That's their bread and butter. They take advantage of a very poor Southland ball security league. The problem is, you know, this isn't the Southland. This is Vanderbilt, and they are one of the best teams in the country at taking care of the ball. And if McNeese isn't forcing turnovers, they're just not good enough to compete in this game. I laid Vandy. I think it's a blowout here. You know, I think it gets close to 20 points in this one. And yeah, we continue the chalk madness trend, I think. So I played Vandy here. I really like the matchup.
If you're right here and both those teams advance, the 4 and the 5 there, Nebraska and Vandy, do you know who you have you thought about that matchup at all? Who you would bet there? Because I want to bet Vandy to make the Sweet 16.
Yep. So I actually am going to sit down and look at Sweet 16 prices tomorrow, but this is one that I already had circled.
Okay. Because,
yeah, Nebraska's defense are good. They force tough shots, but Vandy, great shot making. I like Vandy in that one.
One book opened Kansas 9.5, took it down, went up to 11.5, and it didn't stop. Hmm. You laid 13.5 against Cal Baptist.
Yeah, so you might have saw the WAC final was the last game of the regular season. That game was crazy. I love Dominique Daniels. He's a fantastic player, but he is undersized at 5'10". He struggled for like the first 75% of that WAC final. Yes, he hit two massive shots late, but I think he might just be a little outsized here. And he had to carry the load offensively for this team all year. And he will draw Melvin Council as well, who I think is a great defender. And Cal Baptist, they did step up in competition once this year. They had a road trip to BYU. They lost that game by 31. I just think they're way too outmatched here. Like I said, I love Dom Daniels. It was a great story, but I think they're just a little outmatched here. I took Kansas.
Okay.
I was impressed with North Dakota State out of the Summit, and especially how they had two impressive wins in the conference tournament. Here's it. You're laying 16.5 with Sparty.
Yeah. So North Dakota State, they kind of remind me of Bryant last year, who drew Michigan State in the first round as well. North Dakota State, they're really good at forcing turnovers, grabbing offensive rebounds, and they pushed around Summit League teams. You know, Summit is kind of soft in that aspect. So they won the possession battle every night. The problem is you're not going to push around Michigan State. I mean, I thought this was a terrible draw for them. Mm-hmm. Michigan State, kind of like Bryant last year, Bryant was physical in the America East. They pushed around that conference. Eventually, they just had to step up, and they were way outmatched, I thought, last year. I kind of feel that way about this North Dakota State team because, you know, the Summit has some high-powered offenses, but I think North Dakota State, their success, the reason why they won – was their physicality, rebounding and turnovers. But like I said, just a bad matchup here with Michigan State.
A couple of dogs here. I wanted to bet TCU right away Sunday night, 4.5, but it moved too quickly. Is it still worth a bet? Do you think the Horned Frogs are worth a bet right now, +2.5 against Ohio State?
Yeah, love TCU. I think they win this one outright. So Bruce Thornton, best player on the floor. Big Ten has a lot of ball dominant guards, but what the Big Ten doesn't have is defenses that blitz ball screens. So, you know, the Big 12, TCU, they're going to send two guys at Bruce Thornton. They're going to make somebody else beat you. And, you know, that's something that they really haven't seen. I thought TCU did a great job a couple weeks ago against Texas Tech doing that to Christian Anderson and making someone else beat him. I think they're going to copy and paste that script here. And give me Jamie Dixon over Jake Diebler here to start it. This is the first game out of the shoot on Thursday. So yeah. Give me TCU.
All right, last one here, about a minute left here, Max. You're on Northern Iowa +12. That's down to 10.5 at most books. Is that still worth a bet? Do you think they can maybe win this game outright?
I trust Pitino to win it outright, but I think we might have a closer game than some might expect. Northern Iowa, they're going to take away transition. They're going to defend without fouling, and getting to the free throw line and getting out in transition are two very important parts of the St. John's offense. Don't really have great shot making. Northern Iowa is just going to defend them one-on-one. And St. John's, a big part of their offense is grabbing offensive rebounds and second chances. Northern Iowa, great disciplined team on the defensive glass, great coach here. I think St. John's would rather be playing Belmont, the one seed in the Missouri Valley, than six seed in Northern Iowa. So I think it might be a good thing that maybe we didn't get the one seed in the Missouri Valley.
Hey, Max, dynamite analysis as always. Thanks for the time. Best of luck this week. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me as always.
Yep. Thanks. Have fun watching the games. Follow him on X at Hoffy8121. He was on the Progressive Guest Line. Up next, how about Chum Bucket time here on Sharp Week? Your long shot March Madness futures, parlays, and more next here on VSiN.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN. Do you like the service at Mitch and Pauly's?
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
Leave us a tip on your way out.
You don't tip.
You don't tip. What do you mean you don't tip?
You don't believe in it.
The guys crack open the jar and see what the listeners have left behind.
So what, no eating now?
It's time for the tip jar at Mitch and Pauly's Chum Bucket.
All right, love it. Graphics look great. A new twist, a new addition during Shark Week. Okay, Sharp Week. Christmas
Chum Bucket.
Isn't that funny?
I love
that
it.
That is excellent. Chris Massaro starting us off. Indiana to win the college football title. Cash in. Seahawks win the NFC. That's in. Florida Final Four with Pistons to win the East. 83-1. You are cooking.
Yeah, he sent me the ticket. He does not mess around. That's your big boy right there with what that pays.
Ooh.
And Florida only to make the Final Four. I've seen several people who do this, and that's the way to do it this time of year, or going back to like November.
Yeah.
Final Four rather than national title.
Damn. Man, the Pistons are struggling down the stretch. But they own the Knicks.
Yeah.
But would have a tough time of it against Boston. They do match up well against the Cavs, I think, though. Oh, okay. Stephen, Ohio. Bet was placed January 3rd. Seahawks Super Bowl. Arizona wins college basketball. March Madness. Spurs win the NBA title. 677-1. You are cooking. The Spurs are for real.
He can already hedge some of this stuff.
That's right. The Spurs are going to be the two seed.
Yeah. Once Arizona, I expect them to go on a long run here.
Yeah.
You can get involved with either fading them somehow with the points with the other team. You can bet the no here at Circa on them to win the title. You hope that you actually lose that. And then here's the thing. They're only like, what, plus 340 to win? As they keep winning, that no price is going to keep coming down and make it more suitable to the bankroll. And then the Spurs to win the NBA can do the same thing.
All right, I'm checking what the updated number is for Mike. February 25th. Florida, one seed. Cash it, 6-1. Knipple, rookie of the year. He's minus 210. It should be higher. Oilers make the conference finals, 77-1.
Well, bad news today for the Oilers. Yeah. Draisaitl's out for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah, I wish he put the Colorado Avalanche on there. But Edmonton can't stop anything.
I know.
That's the problem. But still, they'll be a tough out, though. But he's got one in. And he should, and Knipple should win. Cal in Tennessee. Ohio State to make the Final Four, 150-1. Don't like it.
Well, what are they now?
Yeah, no kidding. Because you're going to have to beat a one seed. Number one, you got to have a tough game against TCU. Then you're going to have to beat a one seed right off the bat.
You got to beat Duke, right?
Yeah. Michael B. also bet this parlay with UConn. Seahawks Super Bowl. USA men and women gold hockey. UConn to win it all. UConn Final Four. UConn to win it all, 115-1. UConn Final Four, 30-1. Gotta like it. Two seed. I agree with the Bear. They'll have a tough matchup against UCLA if that's the matchup. And if form holds, and maybe Sparty. And then you got to get by likely Duke.
Well, I was hoping that these were UConn women tickets, not the men. But they never would have paid that much, obviously.
Well, that's certainly what happened to St. John's Hurts and the Marquette loss. St. Louis to make the Elite Eight, 35-1.
Elite
Mr.
Eight.
Cousy, that looked great a month ago. Now, not so much. Again, you're gonna have to go up against a one seed.
You got to go Michigan second round.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about, well, Texas Tech, Bama, Akron, Hofstra.
Peak too soon. One of several teams come limping in after such a hot start. BC trades 24 on X. Duke, Houston, Arizona, Iowa State, Final Four, 42-1.
Duke, Houston, Arizona.
I like it. Two ones and two twos.
I can actually
That's not
see
bad.
That. I can
That's
see
not
that.
Bad
yep.
at all.
Yep.
Wisconsin to make the Final Four from Matt, 80-1.
Damn, that's a good number. To make the Final Four at 80-1.
January 10th. He also has Michigan and Arizona to win the title. 30-1 both. Bet in April and November of last year.
Wow.
Okay. There you go. We have a winner.
Getting ahead of that big time.
That is great. Sporty too cool for you on X. Indiana wins college football title winner. Purdue college hoops. Thunder repeat. 174-1. Well, but better. 2 weeks ago, no shot with Purdue. Better now.
I like their path. I bet them to make the Elite Eight. So, again, at that point, you can start to get creative with it.
I wouldn't fall over if they beat Arizona. Can't be. Okay. Mark Hoppel, March 15th, FanDuel. Arizona College Hoops. Celtics win the East, Avs win the West. Dodgers repeat, 110-1.
Not that long ago.
I like that, too.
Yeah, so do I.
That's good. You got the heavy hitters there. You're big boys. Lance, Miami of Ohio to make the round of 32, 20-1. He also bet to make the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight, 100 and 300-1. Well, who saw him in the play-in? And is a seven-point dog, even though it's in their backyard, but still.
Well, he bet this 20-1 after they were announced to be in the play-in. So can they beat SMU? That's first and foremost. I think they can give SMU a game.
Yes, they can.
SMU's been shaky.
Hoops loves them, yes.
Yep. And then the game after that would be, I know it's a tough one for Miami of Ohio. I can't find it on the sheet.
Tennessee.
Yeah, they could beat Tennessee.
Sure,
Tennessee stinks.
And then like maybe Virginia. Yeah, 11s always make noise. Could do it. Yeah. Excellent. Good job, guys. Keep sending them in. We can read some more on the air tomorrow. FTM at VSiN.com. Follow the Money brought to you by ProfitX. March Madness just got a lot more interesting. ProfitX running King of March, where you can win free trips worth up to $10,000 just by betting the tournament. Win 10 pregame spreads or totals across the 67 games and hit your goal of 1,000 in volume. You're entered for the 5K trip. Hit 10,000. You're entered for the 10K trip. Flights, hotels, wherever you want to go, ProfitX covers it. Just download the app, use code VSINMM, and start winning King of March. ProfitX, code VSINMM.
I'll throw some at you that I have made in recent days / weeks.
Okay.
Florida Final Four. Lakers to win their division. Spain to win the World Cup. And the Texas Longhorns to win the College Baseball World Series. Paul Stone gave that out.
Really?
That pays 181-1.
Shooting for the stars.
I replaced Florida.
Is Spain the favorite?
Yeah, they're the best team.
Okay.
I replaced Florida and put Duke in there as well. I have UConn women, Florida to win the national title, Spain and Texas, 567-1. UConn, Duke, Texas, Spain, 488-1. And then I did a couple with...
Is Texas the best team?
They were off to an amazing start. Their pitching is absolutely incredible. I haven't checked in a good week. But I got Celtics to win the East.
Yeah.
UConn women, Arsenal, Texas, and the Gators, 340-1. I did that with a different... I think I did it with Duke as well. So it really is going to come
Texas
down.
Texas College Baseball again on that?
Yeah. I put them on a bunch of them.
Okay.
So I need... I'm a huge Spain and Texas baseball fan this year, if this other stuff gets there. Because those would be pretty fun to cash in at.
Uh-huh.
I really like that one where I have Florida Final Four Lakers division.
Yes.
Spain, Texas.
Yes.
That's a big boy.
Yes.
Because the Lakers have all but wrapped up their division now, I think.
Well, the Suns catch a break tonight. Ants out 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah, but...
So that has moved 5 points, and the totals crashed 7 points.
That was a big win for the Lakers last night.
Yes, it was.
To pull that off.
See what they can do tomorrow. They play Houston on the road again. And then they got to fly out and have a back-to-back in Miami. T-Wolves 3.5, 221 against the Suns. What happened there? That was a tie game with 2 minutes, and the Celtics won by 8.
By 8. I know.
Oh, brutal.
Needed.
How about the point spreads tonight? The money line parlay with the tanking teams, it's at $1.50. It's $2.50 if you don't put the Magic on, because Orlando doesn't qualify. But Orlando's laying 10.5. They catch Orlando on a back-to-back, and full marks to the Hawks again, who have won 10 in a row and blew out Orlando. So if it's Detroit 19.5 on the road, Knicks 14.5, Cavs 11.5, Denver 15.5, Spurs 13.5. Still pays only $2.60.
So, okay, you want to put on USA World Baseball Classic?
No.
To win it? That would cut it down big time.
I'd rather put the Thunder on there and take it down to $1.30.
How about you put on some of the teams that we have starting Thursday in college basketball?
Yeah. I could throw a bunch of those on there too.
You
depends
could.
On how many they'll let you. But look at this tonight.
Yeah, you want to walk.
Look at this.
How about you do a five NBA teams tonight and like 15, 16 teams first two rounds? Yeah.
How many will they take off the board?
I'm sure like DraftKings and FanDuel might take 20.
The Pistons are laying 19.5 on the road.
Is it the biggest point spread ever on the road? It's one of them anyway.
Well, they were laying 17 at home and lost to them.
Yeah. Something tells me they're going to get revenge tonight. Okay. They'll be just fine. Ryan Kramer on the program coming up next. He goes hog wild with totals in the first round. Find out his profitable approach going back years. Next on VSiN.